Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Wednesday, June 12th. Coming up in today's episode, fresh terror attack in Jammu and Kashmir and the following encounter. Swearing in ceremonies of N. Chandrababu Naidu and Mohan Charan Manjhi in Andhra Pradesh and Orissa. Hit and run case turns out to be a murder plot in Nagpur. And UN report on war crime names both Israel and Hamas. First up, the two terrorists involved in Jammu and Kashmir's Kathua terror attack last evening have been killed today, while a paramilitary soldier lost his life in an exchange of fire during the encounter strike. Before the encounter, both of the terrorists had gone around door to door asking for water in the village. The police said, and I quote, "They asked for water from a few houses, to which villagers grew suspicious and slammed the doors on them, and a few raised hue and cry. The terrorists panicked and fired randomly in the air and also at one odd villager who was passing by," unquote. The Kathua attack comes on the heels of the Riyasi attack, where a bus full of pilgrims had come under attack in Riyasi and crashed into a gorge, killing 9 passengers. The attack was carried out on the directions of Lashkar-e-Taiba commander Abu Hamza, officials have said. Coming back to the recent encounter, 2 encounters began overnight in Jammu and lasted till this morning. Apart from Kathua, this includes another one in Doda, where 5 soldiers and a special force officer were injured in an attack on an army post. The Doda exchange of fire is reportedly still underway. Anand Jain, Additional Director General of Police, Jammu Zone, told NDTV that terrorists opened fire at a joint party of police and Rashtriya Rifles at an army base in Chattargala area late last night in Doda. On Kathua, he said, one terrorist was killed last night. He died while trying to throw a grenade at the cops, while his partner, who was armed with a US-made M4 carbine assault rifle, was holed up in the forested region and then killed this morning. Next up, Andhra Pradesh and Odisha celebrated the swearing-in ceremony of leaders of their newly elected government today. Starting with Odisha, where in a rare gesture of political respect, the Chief Minister-designate Mohan Charan Manjhi drove to outgoing Chief Minister Naveen Patnaik's residence and personally invited him to the swearing-in ceremony. Hours before the ceremony, Mr. Manjhi reached Mr. Patnaik's house and told reporters outside Naveen Nivas, quote, "I also requested Patnaik ji to bless the newly formed BJP government in the state," unquote. On Tuesday, a 5-member BJP delegation led by its state president, Manmohan Samal, also visited Naveen Nivas to invite Naveen Patnaik to the swearing-in ceremony. Notably, Mr. Patnaik's Biju Janata Dal led Odisha for more than 2 decades. Since 2000 till 2024, Mr. Patnaik remained the chief minister of Odisha. In between, he aligned with and then separated with the Bharatiya Janata Party as well. This time around, the formerly cordial allies launched verbal attacks against one another publicly for the first time. Moving on to Andhra Pradesh, where the government is an NDA coalition, led by Telugu Desam Party or TDP and joined by Janasena and BJP. After his party scored a thumping win in the assembly polls held alongside the general election, the swearing-in ceremony of new Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu was a star-studded event. Veteran actor Chiranjeevi was invited as a state guest, and superstar Rajinikanth and Balakrishna were also in attendance. Another star, Pawan Kalyan, took oath as Deputy Chief Minister. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Home Minister Amit Shah, and BJP Chief and Health Minister J.P. Nadda also attended the ceremony. The Prime Minister congratulated Mr. Naidu with a hug after he took the oath. A total of 25 ministers took oath in Andhra Pradesh today. This is Mr. Naidu's 4th term as Chief Minister. He takes over from outgoing Jagan Mohan Reddy of YSRCP to reclaim the Chief Minister post once again. And next, a murder plot hidden inside an accident to win Rs. 300 crore worth property. What was initially believed to be a hit-and-run case in Nagpur has been revealed as a well-planned murder plot. Last month, Purushottam Puttevar, a businessman with family holdings worth Rs. 300 crore, was run over by a car. On May 22nd, Mr. Puttevar went to see his ailing wife in the hospital. On his way back, he was run over by a car and died in the accident. The police probe into the hit-and-run revealed the accident was a planned murder by his daughter-in-law, Archana Puthevar. A police officer told news agency PTI that Ms. Puthevar hired people for the hit. Quote, she gave funds to the accused to purchase a used car to knock down her father-in-law. This was done to make the murder look like an accident. It is apparently to gain control of his property worth Rs. 300 crore, unquote, the officer said. The officer added that the 53-year-old woman allegedly plotted the murder with her husband's driver, Bagde, and two other accused, Neeraj Nimje and Sachin Dharmik. According to Nagpur Times, the accused promised a sum of 1 crore to each of the hitmen. And this accident was not the first time to hit the departed Mr. Puthevar. On May 18th, he was hit by a car and walked away with minor injuries. The family never alerted the police as they thought it was a random mishap. Then 4 days later, the hitmen riding the second-hand car they bought specifically for this purpose finished the job assigned to them by the daughter-in-law of the victim. The investigation into the murder case, meanwhile, has found gross irregularities in Archana's work in the town planning department, where she acts as a government employee. There were multiple complaints, but no action was taken owing to her political connections, the probe has found. She is accused of violating norms and clearing illegal layouts. Breaking from breaking news, a revenge act of a fired employee has landed him in jail for 2 years. An Indian origin man called Kandula Nagaraju was fired from his job by NCS, a company that offers information communication and technology services in Singapore. According to court documents, he was very confused about the firing and very upset. As a revenge act, while his access was still not revoked, he wrote some computer scripts to test if they could be used on the system to delete the servers. He then deleted 180 virtual servers, costing his employer about $678,000. And now he has been sentenced to 2 years, 6 months in jail. And next, Israel once again faces allegations of war crimes, this time by the United Nations. Both Israel and Hamas committed war crimes in the early stages of the Gaza war, a UN inquiry found today, saying that Israel's action also constituted crimes against humanity because of the immense civilian losses. The UN ran two parallel investigations now published by the UN Commission of Inquiry, or COI. The first one focused on October 7th attack on Noah Festival by Hamas, which killed around 1,100 people. Most people labeled this as the D-Day of Israel's war on Gaza, which carries on till date. The second report focuses on Israel's military response. According to Palestinian Health Ministry, close to 40,000 people have been killed in Gaza, mostly civilians, including women and children. The COI has an unusually broad mandate to collect evidence and identify perpetrators of international crimes committed in Israel and the occupied Palestinian territories. According to Reuters, Israel does not cooperate with the commission, which it says has anti-Israel bias. The COI says Israel obstructs its work and has prevented investigators from accessing both Israel and the occupied Palestinian territories. The reports which cover the conflict through to end December found that both sides committed war crimes including torture, murder or willful killing, outrages upon personal dignity and inhuman or cruel treatment. Notably, multiple media outlets recently reported alleged torture of Palestinian prisoners in Israeli prisons, causing grave harm or even death. Notably, a report in French newspaper Le Monde today notes, and I quote, a military source confirmed to Le Monde the deaths of 36 detainees, including people suffering from illnesses or injuries linked to the ongoing hostilities, without specifying in which detention center they died. The military claimed to have opened some 70 investigations into acts committed in connection with its actions in Gaza. According to the Israeli army, the investigations are ongoing, unquote. Israel also committed additional war crimes, including starvation as a method of warfare, the UN report said, adding that Israel not only failed to provide essential supplies like food, water, shelter and medicines to Gazans, but, quote, acted to prevent the supply of those necessities by anyone else, unquote. According to Reuters, some of the war crimes, such as murder, also constituted war crimes against humanity by Israel. The COI statement said, using a term reserved for the most serious international crimes knowingly committed as a part of a widespread or systematic attack against civilians. And lastly, artificial intelligence can identify breast cancers in mammograms, an exercise which generally requires participation of multiple teams. Using AI, breast radiologists in Denmark have improved breast cancer screening performance and reduced rate of false positive findings. The discovery comes 16 months after the study from same hospital that found AI could diagnose cancer in chest X-rays at least as good as a board-certified radiologist, but noted that many radiology departments are understaffed. When used to triage likely normal screening results or assist with decision support, AI can also substantially reduce radiologists' workload. Compared to screening without AI, screening with the artificial intelligence system detected significantly more breast cancers, 0.82% versus 0.70%, and had a lower false positive rate, 1.63% versus 2.39%. That's all for today. You are listening to The News with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to The News with NDTV on Apple, Spotify and the NDTV News app. This is your host, Anviti, signing off.